77. They were gathered in the upper chamber. The chorus is "Let the Fire Fall."
Let the fire fall, let the fire fall.
That's what we're hearing this morning. Why not let the fire fall? Amen. Let's be ready. Number 383, some glad morning when this life is o'er. Some glad morning when this life is o'er, I'll fly away. For that time, let's sing 340. It's setting me free, this Holy Ghost fire.
It's setting me free, this Holy Ghost fire.
This one we're going to sing and we're going to have testimony time, so if you have one you could think about it. 313, time is filled with swift transition.
Time is filled with swift transition. God's unchanging.
Doesn't matter whether you're young or old, God never changes. And He just receives you as He made you. Right, have we any testimonies, Sister Diane?
I just thank the Lord. I recently had to undergo a whole series of tests and things for a condition that could have been serious, but praise God, I'm just me, I'm normal, and everything's fine. So thank you, Lord. I really believe He undertook, because it could have been a lot worse. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Any others?
I've got one. As you know, Pauline and I had a little holiday last week, and as we were travelling home, driving along, we were talking about how busy we were going to be for the next few days with, you know, just getting ourselves ready for going back to work and everything, and settling in after a few days away. We were looking forward to being really busy, and then we get a phone call or from a friend from Christchurch, Caleb Ward, saying, "Can I come and see you tonight?" And we said, "You certainly may, and would welcome you." He had been staying in Thames and heading back to Auckland to fly home from Christchurch, and he decided to come, or to drive from Thames to to Auckland via Gisborne to have fellowship with us. So we had wonderful fellowship that night with Caleb and another young brother from Auckland. Diane and Brian came around and had a really good sing-along and praised the Lord, and a great night's entertainment. And we did catch up with all the work that we had to do the next day. And we just blessed the Lord.
Oh, good old Caleb. Any others? No? Okay, well, let's have one more song and then Howard will come. 273. I'll see you in the rapture. That we will. Seated.
Praise the Lord. I'll see you in the rapture. That's our goal. What's our the best part we're waiting for? The coming of the Lord. And it's real close, brother and sister. It really is. Lee was asking me, where's everybody? Well, brother. Sister Leah and a family in Christchurch, they're there for they'll be back next week. Nancy will be in Christchurch next week. Something about Christchurch. Maybe it's because it's got Christ in it. Yeah, so, and there's others away, but the Lord knows, and we appreciate them, everyone being here. Praise the Lord. So, I wonder if we could stand for the reading of God's Word from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16. 1 Thessalonians 5, 16. Oh, weather. Australian weather. which says, rejoice evermore. Everyone rejoicing?
Amen.
You rejoicing, Brother Pessa? Yes. That's the way. Once you join in, it's a very short message, I warn you. So just be a part of it, if you can. Pray without ceasing. Now that doesn't mean you're sitting down 24 hours a day just praying. It means to be always ready to pray. In everything, not in some things, in everything give thanks. Isn't that good, Brother Tatu? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So may the Lord bless his word. Shall we just pray? Lord Jesus, we come to you this afternoon. We thank you for this opportunity to share your word again. We pray, Lord, that you'll speak to hearts here and those that are listening in. May you bless them too, we pray, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just have your way, we pray, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. He said, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And I know a lot of you do give thanks. And you gave thanks the other day, didn't you, June? Or said something to somebody the other day, wasn't even a Christian. Yes, to the councilman. And she said, praise the Lord. And well, so what? What's wrong with saying praise the Lord? He's a creator. Everyone knows who the Lord is. So it doesn't matter. Just say, thank you, Lord. They say what they want to say. We say what we want to say. So we just thank the Lord for that opportunity. Many times we ask God but forget to thank him for what he has done. And that's awful. That's a terrible trait of human beings. We should thank God for everything. This is actually the will of God, is to give thanks for everything. And when we give somebody something, we like to be thanked, don't we? Who likes to be thanked if you've given something to somebody? It's nothing worse than nothing said. So how much more does God also want to be worshipped and praised for the things he's done for us? We should be offering it to him. God is an object. The word God actually means an object of worship. The Lord needs to be praised. He desperately needs to be praised. He needs to be praised, brother and sister. This is an amazing thing. It's hard for you and I to understand, but when you get across the other side, it will come to you. Why he has to be worshipped is because he's so wonderful, so gracious, so tender, so willing to bless us and help us. So our prime role here on earth is to start a good business, have a family. Does that sound right? Your prime role, your most important role on earth is to worship God. Is that right, Brother Tom? You believe that? We can only worship God in the Spirit. As we were saying this morning, we need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Who believes we need the anointing? In John 4:24, God is the Spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in the song service, in spirit and in truth. You've got to worship in the Spirit. It's not to say, I know those words. It's more than knowing the words. You've got to worship in the Spirit. It's got to go to coming from the heart unto the Lord. I love you, Lord. So that's what we need to do. When we enter into his courts, or into his presence to worship God,
We come with thanksgiving. Now, often, I am guilty of it. I have been in the past especially, but I'm not these days, praise the Lord. When we come into the presence of God, we say, oh, Lord, this is what I want to pray about, Lord. I need this and I need that. I want you to help my family and everything. That is not the scriptures. It says in Psalm 100, verse 4, enter into his gates, that's into his presence, with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So when we come into the house of God, we should really be worshipping him and thanking him and praising him. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. Who remembers Brother Smith's Wigglesworth? Do you remember him, Brother Pessa? No, you don't remember because you weren't born. But you know about him? He's a mighty evangelist. Great services. Throughout New Zealand, actually, in Wellington, they had great meetings, great healings, great power. And one day he had a meeting, very large audience. They all came in, sat down, and he walked up into the pulpit. He stood there, and he says, I want you, who here and here came into this auditorium thanking God? Raise your hand. Nobody raised their hand. He said, I want you to all get up. This is for hundreds of people. All stand up and get out of here. Now, if you know Brother Smith Wigglesworth, that's just the way he operated. Wonderful man that walked and had power with God. He said, get out of here. And I want you to come back in. And when you come through those doors, I want you to raise your hands and start praising the Lord. You know what happened? When they did that, they came and started worshiping God, the glory of God filled the place. You know why? It's scripture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. So, brother and sister, we need to get, I'm sorry, if we've been a bit slow and a bit dull, we need to, I'm not talking about dullness and, you know, not doing anything, but in our spirits we need to be more attentive to what God is expecting of you when you come to the presence of God, to praise him and to thank him for all he has done. Amen. Who loves the Lord? Say amen. Amen. That's the way, and that should be on our lips all the time. You shouldn't have people say, now praise the Lord, everybody, praise the Lord. No, it should be instantaneous. We love you, Lord. Amen. We praise you, Lord. You love him. That's how he wants us to come into his courts, with thanksgiving and with praise. Sometimes we wonder why we do not get into his presence. He said to praise him. Remember, it is a sacrifice to praise the Lord out loud. Sometimes it's hard to do it. You know, the other night I was in bed and I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I just started praising the Lord. The Holy Spirit came onto me on my bed, and I started praising him and speaking in tongues. It was just such a wonderful anointing came down on me, and I praised the Lord. Do you love him? Amen. Brothers and sisters, we need to get into it and say, Lord, we're here to worship you, not here to please ourselves. We're here to worship the Lord. And when we get that in our minds, and, you know, when we get down into bed at night, and we start saying, Lord, I'm here to give you thanks. When you get up, you know, I was really happy because I got up this morning and last Saturday morning, and I saw the day and I thought, praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. I really was glad to say that. I went into my little prayer room and I opened up the reading and said, comes up automatically, this is the day the Lord has made. Hallelujah. See, brother, sister, God is wanting to get the message over to us to give him thanks. So say, oh, another day. Oh, God, help me, help me. No, give him praise. You know, I love what Jesus said. You know, appear all the Gentiles. Oh, I want this, I want that, I need this, I need that. He said, all those things the Gentiles seek. He said, know ye not that your heavenly Father knows you have need of these? God knows you need a car. He knows you need clothes. He knows you need food. But he said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So I've been really blessed with that lately. And I just thank him for it. Remember this, when you're wanting something, maybe healing your body, maybe you need strength to do go through a day, just say what Jesus said. Know ye not your heavenly Father? He knows you have need of these things. He knows you need strength. So say, thank you, Lord, for strength. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You got it, brother? He knows the scriptures. That's wonderful. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. So blessed be his holy name. Now remember, this is a good thing to remember. It's a short sermon, so listen good. It's a sacrifice to praise the Lord out loud sometimes. A sacrifice is something that you have to give up. Sometimes it's your pride. Sometimes it's what you think others think about you. Some say, I love him in my heart, Brother Howard. I love him in my heart. What about a young couple that get fall in love? Do they keep silent? They go up, they sit on a bench and sit silent? What a terrible relationship that would be. They go out for a meal and they just sit silent? No, they say, I love you. And he says, I love you too. And if you love the Lord, you'll express it. You'll say, Lord, I love you. How often do you do that? Every day. That's what we need to do, brothers. Give him thanks every day. Lord, I love you. I love you. Some people go to prayer and they say, Lord, this is my wish list. Lord, I need this and I need that. And Lord, I want you to help me. This is what I need. And that's okay. I'm not saying you don't. The Bible says bring your requests. Let your requests be known, made known unto God. But don't go through with the list every time you come to the presence of God and say, Lord, this is. He says, enter into his courts with thanksgiving, with praise. So tonight, when you go home tonight, when you get down to prayer, of course you all pray at night, don't you? Everyone prays at night? All pray in the morning? Pray without ceasing, the Bible says. When you pray, say, Lord, I'm coming into your presence with thanksgiving for saving my soul. I thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Lord, I'm giving glory to your name. That's what we should do when we come to prayer, and your prayers will be answered. We come in just with a request, a prayer list. That's not very, it's got not very much love in it. It's all, give me, give me, give me. But he wants to hear you give him thanks. Give thanks. Enter into his courts with thanksgiving. Into his courts with praise and be thankful. So when we remember you've got him in the heart, if you've got him in your heart, you can't keep him locked in there. It'll come out of your mouth. I love the Lord. Who loves the Lord? It's good to practice this, brother and sister. When I say practice, until you get into automatic. And then you start worshiping him. It's really good exercise. We want to become a praising church. Not a noisy church, a praising church. They can't help, a young couple can't help proclaiming their love without ceasing. The Bible says in Hebrews 13:15, by him therefore let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. It is a sacrifice. So get used to it. But once you start thanking him, then the spirit of praise comes on you, the garment of praise will come on you, and then it's real easy. But initially, you may require to make that step of faith. Say, Lord, I love you. No one's looking. Lord, I love you. Just start praising him. That is the. Now, here it is. People say, well, I praise him in my heart. Well, just see what the word says, not what I think, what you think. It says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is, here it is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Now, I said to the folks in America, I said, I appreciate your clapping, but it's actually not scriptural. Well, it worked. He said, the fruit of your lips. No, I don't mind clapping. That's fine. As long as your lips are going too. And you praise Him. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. But some people just clap. Give God an offering. That is not an offering. That is not an offering. Get that down at the football field. Everyone's clapping. An offering, a sacrifice of praise is with the fruit of your lips. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I worship you. That's what He wants to hear. Remember that. And if you do what He said to do, then He will bless you for it. So the brethren really received that in Louisville, and God came down with many blessings, and miraculous healings took place, and people filled with the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you the truth. When you do it right, God will honor that. Remember, the sacrifice of praise is when you open your mouth and your voice comes out of it. I love you, Lord. I really encourage you to do that. I feel as individuals and as a church, we are robbed of a blessing when we fail to praise and thank God continually. Let's turn to the First Thessalonians again here in 5:18. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. You know, my wife, she doesn't even know she's doing it sometimes. Well, I think she does, but I do too, actually. We say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you I didn't bang into that car, Lord. And those people will be thankful too. But when she says, thank you, Lord, for this, thank you, Lord, for that, thank you for helping me up those steps, thank you, Lord, for stopping me falling over. Who's ever done that? As older you get, Lee, the more you say it. It's true. It's true. How we need to be. I thank Him for helping me. I thank Him for loving me. I thank Him for dying for me. I thank Him for healing me. Give thanks. Oh, it's good to give thanks. The Lord is waiting to hear you thank Him today. When you leave this meeting, start thanking Him out loud with your lips unto God. Ephesians 5:20 says, giving thanks always for all things. For all things, not some things. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Our whole life should be before the Lord in everything we do. In Colossians 3:17, and whatsoever you do in word or in deed, whatever we do in word or in deed, even things like baptism, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever we do, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. Sometimes we become so self-centered, we only complain for what we do not have. Even spiritually. Lord, why is this happening? Why is that happening? Unscriptural. In everything, give thanks. Just start thanking Him. You say, oh, that hasn't happened. Just say, thank you, Lord. You've got it in hand. Always give him the benefit of the doubt. God knows why things don't happen. So just start thanking Him. He's got your life all worked out from the end to the beginning to the end. So just start thanking Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Who loves Him? That's good. Now we're starting to move. Praise the Lord. And brother, sister, you think I'm just saying that? No, we do it from our hearts. God will come bless us. I really believe that. With all that's within me, I believe it. So may He help us. Instead of that, we should just give Him thanks, to praise to God for His many blessings. The Bible says in Philippians 4:11, not that I speak in respect of want, for I learn in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. Sometimes you'll be blessed financially. Other times you'll have a struggle. You say, thank you, Lord, for both. Amen. Yep. Thank Him for both, because He knows what He's doing. And it's for our benefit. Paul found that out. I know how to be abased and I know how to abound, he said. And brothers and sisters, let us be thankful. You know, one time I had an experience. It's a very real experience for me. I can just see it all now. And it was one morning. I got up. And I was just getting dressed. And I was getting my tie out of the cupboard. And I realized by the Holy Spirit how blessed I was. Honestly, seriously. The Holy Spirit showed me. And I started to shake. I started to cry. And I could not stop crying. And I was just so overcome when I think of all the other people in the rest of the world. I hung my head with shame. We're so blessed and we're so full of complaints. We are so blessed. And I wept and I wept. I said, this is... And I tried to sober myself up. I tried to put my tie on. That'll stop me. It wouldn't. I said, I'll go and clean my teeth. That'll stop me. I couldn't. I was so overcome. I know it was God speaking to me. And he really told me that you are blessed. You are blessed. You are blessed. And I started to thank him with all my heart. You know, brothers and sisters, whenever Israel had a victory, they praised and thanked the Lord for it before they had received it. They went down to battle. They didn't go down to battle with missiles and the army. What did they go down to battle with? Singers, worshipping and praising the Lord, went before the army and started glorifying him. And the God came down and cleaned up the army. When they went over, all the enemy been destroyed because they worshipped God. If you worship God, you will see the victory. Now, don't just do it now. I'm going to worship God and he's going to fix my problems. Don't do that. You worship God because you love him, and you love him because he first loved you. And when you start praising him, then he promised that he would come on the scene. So there's a lot of power in worship, Brother Lee, to me. And there is. If we can just get into that channel, it's really wonderful. I'm just looking forward to it because I know it's going to happen. Hallelujah. Who believes it's going to happen?
Amen.
They sang and they shouted, and the priests played on their trumpets unto the Lord. There's a victory in true worship unto the Lord. We sit back and say, I don't know. That's just where Satan wants you. I don't know. Get up and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I give him glory and I praise him for saving my soul. Who believes that? Say, thank you, Lord. That's it. Give him thanks and praise. And he says, oh, I hear something. I hear something. This is what I want to hear. My children thanking me. Give thanks unto the Lord. It's really powerful. We start doing what he says, then we expect God to be on the scene. Hallelujah. The Bible says we're to resist the devil. He will flee from us. That's what we need to do, resist him. Don't say, oh, I'm getting all pushed around. In the name of Jesus Christ, Satan, I resist you. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood of Jesus against you. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's really great. I still pray over my mind every night, Tim. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind, over my subconscious, that no foul dreams or evil thoughts would come into my mind. I slept for 8 hours last night. Not bad, Lottie. Straight through. Pew. Do it. If you're not sleeping, plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. Get all those thoughts out of your mind. Lord, I don't want to be thinking about things. I plead the blood of Jesus over my mind and my subconscious when I'm asleep even. The peace of God that passeth all understanding will be your portion. So I just thank God that I had a good sleep. I really believe it's going to be like that every night. Start worshipping him. Tina, that's for you too. For all of us. Don't be a warrior. All your needs, Brother Pessa, take it to the Lord. You'll leave it there. Hallelujah. We all have our problems. You know, the devil comes along, he tells you that you're the only one going through that. He's a liar. Every child of God goes through problems, but every child of God has Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we need to go to him and ask him to bless us and help us. We used to sing a song. Maybe we could sing it again. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Do you know that one, Brother Tim? You do know that one. It's good. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Who remembers Brother Fenn Graham's words? Ton by ton, count your blessing, name them ton by ton. Brother Fenn's Somalia with the Lord now. Mum and Dad, all those brethren, Brother Branham, all the saints have gone on before. What a day of rejoicing. Who believes this? Be closer than you realise. Could be really close. And we'll all go to meet each other. Brother Turnbull, remember him, his wife, Sister Anna. They'll be there. They loved him with all their hearts. God knows they did. You know, if you start measuring everybody by their faults and failings, no one will go to heaven, including you. But God looks upon the heart. Hallelujah. So let us not be like unthankful, those unthankful lepers. They came to the Lord. This is an amazing story. Put yourself in there. Put yourself in the Bible. You are one of these lepers. They had that terrible disease that used to eat their skin. Well, it didn't actually eat their skin. It deadened their nerves. And they used to get burnt. And they used to get, they didn't feel things. And they started losing their limbs because they couldn't feel them. In Luke 17, 12. And as he entered into the village, the Lord Jesus, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves to the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. They were healed on the spot as they walked. Now, that was they might not have had a fingers or thumbs or hand or something. It grew back as they walked to see the priest. Who believes Jesus can do that today? Of course he can. And they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back with a loud voice. Oh. He didn't send a little note and say, thank you, Jesus. He cried with a loud voice of thanksgiving and glorified God, fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 10 of them were made whole of a terrible disease. One comes back to say thank you. One gives thanks unto the Lord. The other 9 didn't turn up. There are not found that return. Where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. He said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Can you believe that they asked Jesus to heal them, got healed of this incurable disease in those days, and never came back to thank Jesus? Can you believe this? Can you believe that people would not come back and thank the Lord? We should thank him every day for our salvation. Thank him every day for our healing. Thank him for food on the table. Thank him for the clothes on our back. Everything we should thank him for. Just consider this. Do we really thank the Lord as we ought to? I can say safely, no. I know we do thank the Lord, but I don't think we thank him enough. We should be willing to give him glory and praise. David said in Psalm 54:6, I will freely sacrifice unto thee. I will praise thy name, O Lord, for it is good. In Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 11, the voice of joy, the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom, the voice of the bride, and the voice of them that shall say, praise the Lord of hosts, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And of them that shall bring a sacrifice of praise unto the house of the Lord. For I will cause to return the captivity of the land, as at the first, saith the Lord. God expecting us to bring a sacrifice of praise. Now, brother and sister, it's up to you. I can't come to you and say, now start praising the Lord. Come on, do it, do it. That's no good. It's got to come from your heart. Lord, I praise you for helping me. I give you thanks. I tell you this morning, when the waves of glory, the Shekinah presence, came down on that meeting in Adelaide at the camp, I tell you, there's nobody encouraging anybody. We just all, the whole congregation was lost in the Spirit for about 10 minutes. And the waves of glory just went over the people so wonderfully. Just so wonderful. Who wants that? Amen. Brother and sister, that's the only way to worship the Lord, is to be in the Spirit of the Lord, worshiping Him, praising Him, making that sacrifice. I'm going to do it, Lord. I've just been a stubborn little thing. I haven't been opening my mouth. I have not been worshiping you, but Lord, you want to hear the fruit of my lips. The fruit of my lips is giving praise unto your name. So let us be full of thanks and praise our God always. In everything, giving thanks unto his name. Who wants to do that? Amen. We're going to do it. And let's start giving him praise now. You know, brother and sister, truly, it's nothing to do with the church. It's nothing to do with the preacher. It's nothing to do with anything between you and God. If you're going to be in heaven, you might as well get used to thanking him now, because I tell you what, you'll be terribly, terribly uncomfortable in glory. Because hundreds of thousands of millions of people are going to be praising God at the top of their voices. And I want to be one of them. One of them. One of them. Let us just stand for prayer and ask the musicians to come. Lord Jesus, we come to thee in thy wonderful name, Lord. We just praise thee for your wonderful grace to us. And Lord, if we've been slack and lacking to give you thanks and praise, may you forgive us, Lord. May we get it on board that we are the children of God. We're the sons and daughters of the Lord. We are your bride. We are believing you're going to take us to that wedding supper. Lord, may we give you thanks now. I ask it in Jesus' name that you'd help every person to be an overcomer, to make that sacrifice of praise unto thee. Oh, Lord, let it be for your glory. We love you and we praise you, for you are a wonderful Savior, a wonderful God, and we look to you, Lord. I pray that you'll bless each one here and those listening to us, wherever they may they be a part of it as well. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I obeyed the Spirit's wooing when he said, wilt thou be clean? I will praise him. I will praise and praise and praise the Lamb for sinners' faith. Give him glory, forgive him all, for his blood has washed away my sins. Can I just give you a testimony before we continue singing this lovely song? In Brother Brandon's meeting, there was a pianist sitting there giving praise, playing the piano. And she was playing The Great Physician Now Is Here, the sympathizing Jesus. And she saw on the stage a person came up and their eyes were open. And Brother Brandon prayed for them, or some outstanding miracle. And this is what praise means to God. God did not want that music to stop when his playing The Great Physician Now Is Here. He wanted to keep going. So the sisters raised her hands. And here they said, her hair dropped down, but back, long hair. She started to give thanks to God. And as she raised her hands, you know what happened? The piano kept playing by itself. The Great Physician Now Is Here. God did not want that atmosphere disturbed. That's what it means to worship. That's what worship means to God. So, brother and sister, let us always be conscious of this, to praise Him and to glorify Him. Though what seems a narrow, all I claim was swept away. My endless thanks and wishes at my feet in ashes lay. Yes, I will praise Him. I will praise Him, praise Him, praise the Lamb for sinners slain. Give Him glory, all ye people, for His blood has washed away the stain. Sing God's fire upon the altar. That's the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Brother Tom, would you like to come here, brother, and just pray and dismiss us and give us to the Lord? While he's coming, let's just sing this again. I will praise him, praise him, praise. God bless you, brother.
Father God, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father. Father, for I come. We come together in one accord, Father. Father, we come and give praise and glory, Father, to our King, Father. Father, for we just lift His name up high above the heavens, Father God. Father, for He is the greatest above all things, Father, in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father, for the power and the name of Jesus Christ, Father. Father, we thank you, Father God, for He is the way, the truth, and the life, Father. Father, we thank you, Father God, for He is the light of this world, Father. Father, we thank you, Father God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet, Father, and a light to our path, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for that lamp, for your word, Father, for the lamp, and for the light, Father God. For, Father, we just give Him all praise and give thanksgiving, Father God. Father, as we enter into His court, Father, with thanksgiving and praise, Father God. Father God, we just thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father, for His name, for the power that's within His name, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. The power of the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we just thank you, Father God. for your one and only begotten Son, Father God. Father, for we just lift his name up higher above all things, Father. Father, for he is the greatest gift that you can ever give this world, Father, your one and only begotten Son, Father God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord.